You're preaching. Who cares? Hello, it's Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 117. And thanks for joining me today as we talk about the significance of our preaching. Is our preaching significant to our congregation? And much more importantly, is it important to us? Is it important to us? Is the message that we have, that we're going to bring this next Sunday or whenever we're next called to teach or preach, is it really important? Does it really matter? Really? Does it really matter to me? Does it really matter to you? If it doesn't matter to us, how can we expect it to matter to those to whom we are speaking? Now, this is on my mind because I've been reading a great book called Communicating for a Change by Andy Stanley, and I'll put the link to that book on the in the show notes. And on page 88 of his book, he writes this: every single person who sits politely and listens to you on Sunday is one decision away from moral, financial, and marital ruin. That's a strong statement, but if you've been involved in churches at all for very long, you'll know how fragile we all are. Not just the people who are listening to us, but us ourselves. We're only ever one decision away from ruin. And how preaching matters, because it can stave off that possibility of ruin, and it can instead increase faith and help perseverance and someone to stay faithful to all that they truly belong, hold dear and believe in. So we've got to ask ourselves the next time we come to preach and teach, does this topic really matter? In other words, does it really matter to me? I'm speaking on Psalm 62 this coming Sunday for the Watford Church of Christ and the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. And it has a tremendous message of silence, of waiting silently before God. That's where our soul is refreshed. That's where we get the peace we need. That's where we get the strength we need. We are weak. We need peace because there's so much noise in our lives. And it's where we get our security from. God gives us security because he's our rock, our fortress, and the one on whom we can rely. And that's such an important message for this world. It's an important message for our church members, but it's got to matter to me. Do I feel I really need that peace, the strength of God, the security he provides? Am I ready to go to him in silence, to wait for him in silence, to let him refresh my soul? That's the real question. I mean, I've got lesson outline prepared. I've got notes. I've got illustrations. I'm working on it because it's only Tuesday. And I'm working on it till Sunday. But I've got lots of stuff. But the question I need to ask myself as I arrange my materials is, does this message really matter to me? So what do we do? How do we help the message we've got in front of us to matter to us? How can we get it more into our hearts and our mind? Well, I've got a few tips, and then I'd like to know what you think. So firstly, tip number one. Pray over the issue. Pray over the point. Not just your message. I mean, I do pray about my whole message, but pray about the point. Pray about that resting in silence, being silent before God. Pray over that. Why do I need that? God, show me why I need it. Show me how it's going to help me to prevent bad stuff happening and how it's going to draw me closer to you and give me the blessings that you've got in mind for me. So pray over it. And then secondly, apply it to yourself. Find out how this will benefit your life. What do I need to do this week? I know what I need to do this week. I need to spend some time silently with God. I need to do that, even though sometimes silence can be a bit scary. But anyway, that's a point for the sermon. And I did this morning in prayer. I walked through a park, and I usually pray out loud quite a lot. I did some, but I spent quite a bit of time just silently repeating the words of the psalm over in my mind and in my heart before God as I walked through the park at an early hour this morning. And it was lovely, but I need to apply it to my own life to find out what it will prevent and what it will enable. Number one, pray over it. Number two, apply it to yourself. Number three, apply it in your imagination to the people you know will be there. Those who will be in your audience on Sunday or whatever you're next going to speak. Bring those people to mind. The singles, the marrieds, the older, the younger, the teens, the preteens, if they're going to be in the service, the people who've been Christians a while, those who are young Christians. Bring them to mind and ask yourself, how could this apply to them? How might it help them? What might it be like in their lives if they apply this point? And what might it be like in their lives if they don't apply this point? Imagine it. Imagine it, and it will help you to increase the healthy burden in your heart of this message for these people. So three things there. Firstly, pray over it. Secondly, apply it to yourself. And then thirdly, in imagination, apply it to the people to whom you will be speaking. As you do that, I think you'll find that the significance of the message will grow and you'll feel the importance of it. And as you feel that, as you let it settle in, as a conviction into your heart, then when you preach it, oh, it'll come across with a great deal more authenticity and power. And it'll have the impact that surely you want it to have, and I'm sure God also wants it to have. So, I'm reminded of that pithy saying about preaching. Someone asked, what is preaching? And this short definition was offered. Preaching is 30 minutes to raise the dead in. 30 minutes to raise the dead in. And that's oversimplistic and all that, but it does say something. It does say something about the significance of our preaching and our teaching. Remember that quote earlier from Andy Stanley? Every single person who sits politely and listens to you on Sunday is one decision away from moral, financial, and marital ruin. You and I have such a privilege in being able to help people this coming next time we speak, to help people to avoid what ruin could be in store for them, and instead apply the point of the lesson and find out how God will make their lives more of what it can be. So those are some of my thoughts. I'd love to know what you think. Please let me know. Leave a comment wherever you hear this recording, because we need to see each other's comments so that we can learn from each other. And we learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who would benefit from this, then please pass the link on to them, email them, tweet them or something. Let them know. If you could like the podcast and subscribe to it, that would be wonderful. You can find all the information in iTunes, and leave a review. Leave a review in iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from, because that increases the visibility of these recordings. So thank you very much for doing that. And I pray that until the next time we see each other, that you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.